This is Vernon Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Also streaming live on HoosierLandTV.com. Each weekday, Party Line brings you conversations with local leaders, community organizations, business owners, elected officials, event organizers, and the people making a difference across Clinton, Boone, Carroll, and surrounding counties. We also want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open throughout the program at 765-659-3338. Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, The Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan, Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arbor Wood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Avery Home Store, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosierland TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
Dog Festival. So well, in fact, I've had voice issues over the weekend. I don't think I can ever say I've talked too much, but maybe I've finally gotten there. I don't know.
I'm not going to say a word. I just know how excited you were when you called me and you were screaming in the phone thinking that maybe I couldn't hear you.
I wasn't screaming on purpose, but I couldn't hear very well. Yeah. So anyway, we have some great guests coming up this weekend. Kimberly Black will be joining us here in just a little bit, and we'll talk about the weekend as well. But in the meantime, Mel has, I think, one road.
She has a couple of
road things we wanted to share with you before we get to our first guest today.
Yeah, really quick. Yeah, I can talk, and I wasn't even at the Hot Dog Festival. Frankfort Waterworks will have Williams Road closed all day today between Forest Drive and Coin Lane, so keep that in mind. Stay out of the area so they can get their work done. And also, County Highway will have 600 North closed between Colfax Manson and 400 South for the next couple of hours. So avoid the area out there as well.
All right. So just keep those things in mind. And we do have a chance of showers later today. So
yeah, chance of showers, thunderstorms. Some could be for our area up here, could be severe with some strong winds. Nothing. I don't think we'll see any more than that from what Chad was saying this morning. I watched his forecast this morning. So
he was kind of right on, wasn't he? He told us it was coming.
He pretty much laid everything out for us. So, and the up and down weather and the heat index of 102 today, and then it drops some, we lose a little bit of that humidity the rest of the week.
Absolutely. In the meantime, we do have a guest on the line. Let's get to her. It's Kirsten Walmsley from the Thorntown Community Public Library and Thorntown Heritage Museum. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys today?
We're recovering from a fair and a hot dog festival, but we're glad to be here, and we're super happy to have you with us. You guys have a lot of things on your calendar.
Oh, yes. We are always keeping busy, making sure that our community has lots to do.
All right. Would you like to start with the library first?
I don't know a lot about what the library has going on right now. I do know we are preparing for our fall puzzle showdown. I do not have our dates for that off the top of my head, but it's something we do twice a year, and people will, you know, create a team. It's August 15th, so in a couple of weeks. you know, you create a team and everybody does the same puzzle. It's a time limit. And it's I've done it. It's a lot of fun. You can't believe how many groups we have that will compete to finish a puzzle.
That's funny. I like that.
Yeah. I like the idea. I could see, especially if it's family members.
A little competitive.
I can see it get ugly quickly.
Oh, yeah. So there are a lot of family groups that are really, really competitive about it.
Does it seem like, I feel like it seems like puzzles are making a comeback here lately.
Oh, absolutely. We have a very, very large puzzle exchange over at the library. You don't even have to have your library card to use it. So you can come in. You can bring puzzles and take them out, or you can come and get some puzzles and you can bring them back, or you can keep them. And we are constantly seeing puzzles go in and out. Some people will come in with stacks of 10 puzzles to exchange for 10 more puzzles.
That's awesome. Yeah, I remember doing them as a child, and it seems like they kind of went away for a while, but boy, they are making a comeback. And of all things, I think that's one of those good ones that's making a comeback.
Absolutely. And this is a fun little history fact that I know. Puzzles were originated to teach geography and maps to kids.
Makes
sense,
really,
yeah. So that's a little fun piece of history for you. The gentleman who invented the puzzle, he was a map maker, and he was teaching for a classroom, and he just cut up the map into little jigsaw pieces, and that's where it started.
That's
I can
awesome.
Understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, I can remember having the United States, the 50 states puzzle. And that's how you learned it and the state capitals, because they were both on that puzzle. In fact, I have the wood version for my grandkids.
Yeah, it started out, you know, big, thick wooden pieces, and then just went down to what we know today. So.
To the small cardboard pieces that are easy to lose.
Yes, they
or get sucked up in the vacuum, right?
Yep.
If they fall on the floor. Kirsten Walmsley with the Thorntown Library and Heritage Museum is our guest on Party Line today.
I know you guys do a lot of things for seniors, and which I think is cool that you have such a presence in the seniors. I don't want to go into every day, but literally every day you do lunch for seniors.
Yeah, the library is part of the Sokoa program. So every single day we have a lunch for the seniors in our community. It's a nice, healthy lunch that we prepare on site with our Sokoa coordinator. And then for those same seniors, we also give out fresh produce through that program every so often. So it's a really great program. Most of our seniors who come do it just for the socialization. That is so important for that group of people to have that socialization, and that's why most of them come. And it's really a great program to have.
Now, do they have to register ahead of time so you know, have kind of a head count?
Yes, and I do not know all the ins and outs of that, but we do have, there's a whole registration to do that makes sure that we have enough meals prepared with our Sokoa site coordinator. I'm not sure who our direct person of library staff to pass that on to, but if you give us a call at the library, if you're in the Thorntown area and interested in being a part of that program, just give us a call and we can help you out.
Well, I know everybody can just go to the library website and they can pop up the events calendar.
That is,
it
well.
Has everything on there, and you can either get it in calendar form or you can get it in the big publication form, which I think is pretty cool because it has everything on it, and it has the breakdown of what all's going on. Like, you've got the Sugar Creek Gourd Patch craft thing coming up on Tuesday, August 4th, and that's a big thing. You've got the teen advisory group that meets there. So a lot of things that are coming up at the library, but I know one of the big things that you wanted to talk about is this Saturday coming up.
Yes.
August 1st. So let's talk about that ice cream social.
Oh, yes. So every year for the past 16 years, the first weekend of August, the Thorntown Heritage Museum hosts our only annual fundraiser. Some of you might recall we had our first big banquet-like fundraiser earlier this year. Our ice cream social is our annual one, and it is everybody's favorite. It is exactly how it sounds. We have ice cream and so many desserts made by our board members, our volunteers, and community members. It is entirely free. It is August 1st. You ask, how is a fundraiser entirely free? Well, we ask that if you can, you just make us a donation, because that helps us, you know, keep history alive. We're able to maintain our historic building that was built in the 1860s, able to offer programs like the social to the community. You know, it just helps us offset those costs. This year, we are so excited. We are bringing back, we're not doing ice cream cups. That was a change that we did for the pandemic that we've kind of kept for a few years. This year, we are getting rid of those little ice cream cups. We are actually scooping the ice cream, but we will have homemade ice cream this year, which I think this is the first time we've had that. We are so excited to have homemade ice cream this year, and we are also doing homemade root beer floats, which we kind of tried to debut last year, which really took off. So we are so excited for that. We will have a live bluegrass band playing, so if you like bluegrass music, and lots of yard games. So that's this Saturday, August 1st, from 6 to 8:30. That music starts at 6:30, and you can come and go as you need.
Homemade ice cream.
Yeah, baby. Yeah,
no kidding. But you better have plenty of volunteers lined up to crank, because...
They're all electric now, Mel.
Not if they're done right. Not if they're done right. But
my mom is actually the one making homemade ice cream for us this year, and I have no idea how she made it, but she did it with a mixer and all of her kitchen equipment at home. And so we're pretty excited to do that. I got her a kitchen mixer for her birthday, and now that's all she wants to do is mix things up and make all kinds of desserts.
Oh, yeah. Hey, a food processor like that, that's how you do all that, and then you
Absolutely.
Stick it in the freezer and let it go. Mm-hmm. That way it gets all good and mixed well. You don't have any, like, little clumps of sugar or anything.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
She's an ice cream connoisseur over
there.
Oh, no.
My mother-in-law used to do that. And the best thing we got her for Christmas one year was a giant food processor, a big Cuisinart thing that did everything. And
I love that.
Yeah. She burned that thing up three times. We bought three of them. Before it was over with.
Kirsten Walmsley from the Thorntown Library and Heritage Museum is our guest on Party Line. And one of the things that I know that we've talked about in the past, but if somebody wasn't listening that day, and I thought it would be worth rehashing a little bit, is about how you've partnered with the Derrickson family buried in Thorntown for the Colored Cemetery. Can you talk about that a little bit again? And I know that you're still raising funds for that. So talk about that and what specifically you're raising funds for.
Absolutely. So the Thorntown Heritage Museum and the Sugar Creek Historical Society, which is the organization that operates the museum, we partnered with descendants of Elijah Derrickson, who was from Thorntown. He served in the Civil War, and he was a Black American in our community, one of the first in the Thorntown community. And his family, Charles and Matilda, are buried in what is called the Thorntown Colored Cemetery. And this cemetery was established in 1869 by the Quaker community, who sold the land to those first African-American settlers in Thorntown, what we refer to as the Sugar Creek community. And so that cemetery is there. There are almost 40 individuals that we've been known that are buried there. But we only have about 4 headstones that are visible. A gentleman went through about 10 years ago trying to find what he could of the cemetery. He unearthed two or three stones, but none of those stones are legible. We have no idea who they belong to. So we've partnered with those descendants. We are building a monument at this cemetery that will list the names of the 30 individuals we have confirmed that are buried in that cemetery. And this monument will also have a wonderful little QR code that will serve as a one-stop place for research for people who come by the cemetery and want to know what it is, what it's about, and learn about Thorntown's Sugar Creek community and African-American settlement. We need about $6,500 to make this happen. We have about $1,600 right now, so we still need a few thousand to get the project going. We're working with A&K Monuments in Lebanon, and they have been very, very gracious with us working with our timeline and waiting for, you know, these donations to come in. We have applied for a grant with Indiana Landmarks Black Heritage Preservation Program. We're so hopeful. But if there's anyone listening who is so passionate about preserving history, here's your opportunity to preserve history and make a difference in the Boone County Thorntown community.
I think it would surprise people that that Thorntown was one of the first Black communities in the state of Indiana. But I think it would also surprise people to know how prominent the railroad was through for Black Americans escaping slavery through Boone County, especially the Thorntown area, coming up through the Colfax area and on up through Forest, Michigan Town, Beard, and on into Howard County. I think they would really be surprised about how the Underground Railroad played a huge part in that.
Absolutely. The Thorntown Quaker folks were instrumental in that. For those of you who don't know much about Quakerism, they are very anti-slavery, very, very against separation of people. They believe everyone is alike, and God is, you know, in charge of government and people. And so the Quakers were so instrumental in the Underground Railroad nationwide. The tracks that came through Thorntown for the longest time were a huge part of Thorntown being Thorntown. I could go on forever about how the tracks both built and destroyed Thorntown. Exactly as you said, having that right there made that kind of a central spot through Thorntown, Colfax area for those African-American settlers post-Civil War. Boone County had over 200 listed at one point in the 1870s.
Yeah, that's a huge population.
That's a lot for little Boone County.
You know, I'm curious. You guys seem to come up with these projects. I mean, I don't know whoever learned about this to begin with, but are there other projects that you're starting to find out or little things that a lot of people don't know about that you guys have found out about that you'd like to kind of give us some tidbits of information on?
Oh, well, so a lot of the projects that I work on, I find by happenstance. If you ever stop into the Thorntown Library, where I am most days, you will find me elbow deep in piles of newspapers and books and whatever I happen to be digging in that day. I'm always just reading things about history and discovering things by accident. As soon as I finish up with this, you know, cemetery project, I don't know where I will go next. But I have been doing a lot of research on forgotten parts of our community. Just this past week, I discovered the Thorntown Rest Stop that we had for a while. It was 1947, I believe, it only lasted about 10, 15 years, I want to say, but I could be wrong, because I just discovered it last week. So we had a rest stop, and I drove by this little patch of grassy area my whole life and had no idea that before I was born, there was a whole rest stop there that people used in the community. So if you ever drive through on 52, as you go through 52 and the 47 intersection there, there was a rest stop. You know, Colfax, Mechanicsburg, I believe, Frankfort had a rest stop. Pieces of forgotten history that I just happened upon by digging through old newspapers.
That's awesome. I mean, I didn't know that. It makes sense because back in the day, that would have been, one of the main.
Yeah, 52 was a main,
right,
thoroughfare.
A main thoroughfare. So yeah. It makes sense, but you're right. There's nothing there that is visible now.
No, just a Dairy Queen.
Yeah. And so right across from the Dairy Queen, there's like a little triangle-shaped patch of grass. That was a rest stop.
Well, it makes sense.
It's so cool, and this is me nerding out, but it's really cool to just discover pieces of a community I grew up in, finding something I had no idea existed. Of course, I'll go to talk to people who have also lived in Thorntown their whole life, and they'll be like, oh, I remember that. And so that's also a really cool part, is hearing the stories from community members. One who has lived her whole life, she turns 100 this year, I believe. She was telling me that folks used to hit our historic Mills Fountain, like, when they were driving. Our historic Mills Fountain was there from 1909 to 1944, at the center of Main and Market Street. And apparently it was a traffic hazard, as you can expect. So I'm also digging into that. I discovered a newspaper article that not long before the fountain was taken down to construct State Road 47, that parts of the fountain were stolen. So I'm working into that. You know, who stole parts of a fountain? We're not talking about a light little piece of metal. This was big copper giant fountain that they melted down for the war effort. So this was not a light feat that they were able to handle. So,
oh my goodness. See, there's got to be a lot of these stories. I mean, we just, you know, people don't know about and they don't hear about until we have somebody like you that's able to dig into it and start researching all these fun facts.
Oh, and it's an absolute blast to discover something new.
Well, I know you're heavy into the Native Americans and the different tribes that habitated along the creeks there, along Sugar Creek and the the area. So to find other things besides that, it's got to be a little bit, I don't know. It's not only intriguing, but it, like you said, it's got to be fun.
It's
to find
so much fun.
Weird stuff like that, you know, somebody ripping off part of the fountain.
Yeah.
I wonder now you got me curious, because I knew they melted the fountain down for the war effort.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if they got all the parts back before they melted it down, or if somewhere out there is a piece that got ripped off.
Well, and that is why we have a nice little sign in the museum that says, Our Lady of the Mills head, which is the tippy top head of the fountain. We do have that at the museum. It is a really cool piece to look at. But we do say that this is the only known remaining piece, because who knows? It's kind of like the mystery of the Thorntown gorilla costume.
Yeah.
Did that costume get burned? Is it buried in a chest? Does someone still have it in their house? I cannot tell you the number of rumors about where that original gorilla costume.
Well, what's the deal with the gorilla costume?
Cindy,
I don't know what that
know
is.
This story, so you're going to have to go back and tell this one again.
Well, I don't want to interrupt our next guest time, so I'll try to make our Thorntown gorilla quickly. So the Thorntown gorilla is essentially a story of three men who just had enough with not being able to use their favorite fishing hole. And so they got together and they, with the help of their wives, created this costume that was supposed to resemble a bear. Well, the gentleman that they went down to scare was so terrified, he thought it was a gorilla. He ran back to town yelling, "There's a gorilla on the loose, there's a gorilla on the loose." And long story short, these gentlemen just kept up the ruse for a while, hiding in ditches to scare cars, scaring teenagers at what I've been told is the lover's spot, which I have yet to find. No one will tell me where this existed. Until hunting parties started to form. There were people out hunting for this gorilla, and so eventually they feared for their lives, and they hid the costume away. But the Thorntown gorilla made national news. People actually thought there was a gorilla on the loose in Thorntown. So if you ever look at records for Bigfoot and say Bigfoot sightings, that was also part of the Thorntown gorilla was, you know, they thought Bigfoot. I believe it was July of 1947. My year could be off, but it's definitely 1940s. And we did not know the gentleman behind it until, I want to say, the early 2000s, when one of the men finally came clean about it. So that's our nice little ruse we have in Thorntown.
That's awesome. I love that story. No, I did not know about that.
Oh, yes. It's one of our favorite ghost stories. So if you ever hear about a gorilla roaming, it's probably one of my volunteers just keeping the tale alive.
Think how much fun they had with that back in the day.
Oh, man. I wish I could have seen it.
I think you ought to have somebody sitting at the ice cream social in a gorilla outfit.
You know, and there have been a lot of occasions where I've been like, is this a good time to bring it out? But we try not to do it too much because some of our... you know, elders in our community are a bit over the gorilla.
I get that.
Kirsten, always fun to have you on. We appreciate you again. Coming up this Saturday is the Ice Cream Social, 6 until 8:30, and it will be a lot of fun. There will be some bluegrass music as well that's live, and that will start at 6:30, lawn games, mm-hmm. and a whole lot of fun for the family. Again, it's all happening at the Thorntown area there. And so how can they get a hold of you if they have questions?
Yeah, so the easiest way to get a hold is to call the Thorntown Library. That number is 765-436-7348. You can also send a message either on the Thorntown Library's Facebook page or the Thorntown Heritage Museum's Facebook page. Or if you just want to directly email me, that is kwamsley@thorntownpl.org. And I just want to reinforce that the Ice Cream Social this Saturday, August 1st, is free with a donation if you can. But if you just want to come and bring your family, please do. We want to see as many people as we can there.
We appreciate that. Yeah, homemade ice cream even. So, Kirsten, thank you so much. I hope the weather is great for you and you guys have a wonderful weekend.
You guys as well. I'm happy to be on again. Thanks so much.
We always enjoy having you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Thank you to Kirsten's mom for all of that homemade ice cream.
Right. Kirsten Walmsley with the library in Thorntown and the Heritage Museum. We appreciate your time. All right. We are at the top of the hour. We will come back with Kimberly Black on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.